Wednesday, January 12th. President stayed at Camp David last night and stayed up there today till about 4. Came down and took care of his appointments with the Vice President and Romney late this afternoon so he wouldn't have to do them tomorrow. Also had Mitchell in for a while and got things settled with him on his shift over to run the campaign, which will now be made official on February 15th. There were a lot of problems during the day on speech drafts. The one Ray sent up last night was basically no good. The president stayed up a good part of the night, apparently dictating an outline and a lot of his thoughts. Had that down here first thing this morning for Ray to work on. And from that, Ray did a new draft, which was supposed to be to the president by 5 o'clock, but he didn't get it done. He finally got it to him sometime after 7 tonight. President, in the meantime, after going back and forth a couple times, decided to come down from Camp David and be here to work on whatever Ray came up with and get his appointments out of the way this afternoon, and then to go back up to Camp David tomorrow afternoon after Mrs. Nixon's tea. This evening he called in a big stir about Mrs. Nixon's tea, which is with the Russian Minister of Culture, saying that he wanted to expand it to invite the whole Russian ballet company who's at Kennedy Center tonight, and Trish and Ed are going to see them. Then he called back again and said he wanted to be sure Ollie went over and got pictures of Trisha backstage after the performance. He's very anxious to make a big public thing out of his cultural tie with the Russians. He made the point that since we're hitting him so hard on the substantive stuff, it's important for us to be very friendly and open to them in the soft stuff, such as this cultural thing. End of January 12th.